Welcome back to the show. That is my all-time, all-favorite beginning of a concert song. For many years, the Stones started off their concerts with Start Me Up, and that is just, that would just kind of blow open an arena. I've seen the Stones many times in my life. They're my all-time favorite rock and roll group, and I love that song. Thank you, John. That was a great addition to the morning here. I got a couple of things from the news I wanted to step on here. Interesting turn of phrase that I wanted to step on. Why did I want to do that? Alan Greenspan has a new book out, and his book is kind of a it's kind of points a lot of fingers, I guess. Alan Greenspan may be looking to burnish his reputation so that the financial turmoil we're going through right now, particularly in the mortgage lending industry, that is not blamed on him, although I think to blame it on him is probably a little bit short-sighted. But I love the things he says about the presidents he worked with, and I guess almost everybody's gotten the impression that I don't think too highly of our present president. And he referred to George W. Bush as an incurious ideologue with little interest in economic matters who allowed a runaway Republican Congress to rack up huge deficits. Deficits don't matter became part of the Republicans' rhetoric, and Republicans swapped principle for power and ended up with neither. In the disastrous 2006 election, they deserved to lose. I think it's obvious that Greenspan speaks, although he criticizes Bush here, he's speaking with some longing for it not to have been that way, because he, of course, himself would be a conservative Republican. And he probably was not too pleased with what the president and the Republican Congress did. Thank goodness for the 2006 elections, where we took away the power from the Congress to just kind of rubber stamp what George wanted. But I find it interesting that he refers to him as an incurious ideologue. I think that was one of the original criticisms of George Bush before his second election, that he was incurious, that he was someone who did not read the papers. He did not necessarily want to know alternate opinions. And even in the face of failed policy, he and his whatever they are, the gang of neocons, for want of another word, these guys just continue forward with their same vision unchanged. I think it speaks very, very poorly of the give and take of intelligence, if you will, in our government. We have become a nation totally subject to whatever our, quote, leaders decide we're going to do. Something is wrong there, folks. We got an election coming up. I'm not here to whip George Bush. I think George Bush does that every day when he gets up and continues to be president. He proves to us over and over and over again how little he deserves the position. He may be the ultimate example of the Peter principle in the presidency of the United States. But anyway, I was going to end that thought, but I guess we're going to take a break, and I'll continue that thought when we come back. This is Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Up in the morning, that's when the voices start. It don't take long before they're gone from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone, and we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money.
All right. Some folks want your welcome time, back to the show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind, and that is what the media is all about, isn't it? We're going to talk more about this piece here on Greenspan. I just wanted a couple more notes on there and a couple more political thoughts, although I repeat over and over again, I'm not turning this into a political show. I just I find some reason for us all to pause and think about what's going on in our world and some of this political stuff, and I feel like it's pertinent to mention it. I don't really want to beat it up too badly, but we do have a caller on the line. I think we got Dylan from Texas with us here, and let's see what Dylan is thinking about this morning. Dylan, how are you?
I'm real good. I think you have a good show going on here. And
thank you, sir.
I think you're a beneficial addition to RBN. And I have some a little bit of criticism, too. About now that you're talking, it's not about political affairs, it's about paradigms and verbiage. I'm an English teacher, and I teach people to read and write and speak, and I often use the dictionary to as a source of authority. And in my opinion, you're woefully ignorant about various aspects of various socio-political situations, but what I know for a fact is that some of your verbiage copies that of the media, such as using the adjective extreme by itself as a descriptive word. Extreme doesn't really describe any condition, or it's only an adjective for an adjective. And actually, you're a host on an extremist network, in case you didn't know.
I'm aware of that. I am aware of that, and I value your opinion about those things. And I am not an English teacher, and I am woefully negligent in referring to the dictionary unless I have a word in mind that I wish to use and I'm not quite sure how to use it. But I'll venture to say that I visit the dictionary more often than most. The truth is, you're right. I use the word extreme in a reference that has really become a media-oriented reference. And I do that for the simple purpose of I understand it that way, and I'm assuming that the audience understands it that way. But I think you're 100% right, Dylan. I have nothing but respect for a guy who teaches English and teaches people to read and write. Just having the conversation last evening with Frosty Wooldridge from here at RBN about the fact that email seems to be passé because kids no longer even check their emails. They're doing everything in text messaging, and in text messaging, they don't use whole sentences. They don't even use whole words. They do things phonetically, and it's actually not even accepted phonetics. It would be simply homemade technological phonetics. And that, to me, is it absolutely speaks to the fact that there will be an entire generation of children unable to write a legitimate paragraph, unable to write a short story, unable to write anything that's not done on a text message with their poor little crippled thumbs. So I respect your thought. I truly do.
The last thing I'd like to say is that, unfortunately, the second half of your show here is not being broadcast on the Micro FM here, the Texas Resistance Radio here in Central Texas, and I'm very sorry to hear that, because I think your message about the laws of attraction and all is really crucial, especially for a lot of patriots. And thank you for your work.
You know what? I thank you very much for the compliment. And I got goosebumps on my arms right now, Dylan. And the reason is because I don't agree with a whole lot that goes on in RBN. I consider myself to be a voice in the wilderness here. And the patriot movement doesn't move me at all. But I am very, very clear that those people are people no different from me or anyone else or the people who I might associate with, and that my messages are universal. And that is my whole point. I don't want to talk to one side or the other. I don't want to be considered left or right. What I want to be considered is someone who speaks the truth, and I speak truth that everybody can relate to, that matters to everyone and can mean something to everyone, regardless their political views. As I say at the top of the show, I don't care what your religious pathway is or your philosophical beliefs. Matters not to me. What I am speaking about is stuff that you can relate to if your mind is open enough. And I agree with you that everybody in the patriot movement could spend a good deal of time paying attention to what I'm speaking about, in particular the law of attraction and the other universal laws that apply to all of us equally. Whether you want to believe in them or not doesn't matter, because the law of attraction doesn't care if you're believing in it or not believing in it. It doesn't require your belief to function. I thank you very much for your call, sir.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Well, that was a great call, and my harshest criticism from anyone. I am, but I stand corrected. Dylan is right, and I love the fact he says I'm woefully ignorant about some of the socio-political things that are going on. But that's okay, because I'll be honest with now that's been said, I'll be honest with Dylan and everybody out there. The things that I am ignorant about in the socio-political arena may be by choice, because I have I used to be a news junkie, and I have removed myself from that to some extent, and maybe don't know as much as I could. I have found, though, that over the course of time here, I find I feel more comfortable with my viewpoints if I state my viewpoints from what I know to be spiritual truth, if I talk from my heart and skip all the media mumbo jumbo and all the, if you will, the BS, man, because that's in plain simple English, that's what it is. As we mentioned a little bit earlier in Barry's song, it says, when you wake up in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind, and that's why we have the news on 24/7 now. That's why we have nonstop sensationalism, and that's why we know everything about Britney Spears and Kevin Federline and their poor children, because there's just not enough real news out there to keep all these stations busy all the time. So now we are delving into the private and personal lives of our quote celebrities, our celebrity insane society that we're developing here is just is mind numbing, man. And I love the dish. Don't get me wrong. My beloved Lisa gives me a hard time all the time about watching Entertainment Tonight, because I love to get the dish on what's going on. But there's a lot of times where I find myself, as I grow personally, I find myself watching it going, ooh, I don't feel so good. This makes me feel a little creepy. Some of this stuff makes me want to go take a shower. Because we're delving way too deeply into the parts of people's lives that are theirs. They are not ours. And I don't care how far out into the public eye they are. It's, I don't know. That's a rant I didn't mean to get on, and maybe I didn't need to be there for you guys, but the truth of the matter is that's what I think about that stuff, and I am ignorant by choice of a lot of things, Dylan, although there's probably others I'm ignorant because I don't even know the difference between being ignorant and being informed about some things. There's some things that I don't know, and maybe I'll find them out, maybe they won't matter, but who knows. Back to this thing about Greenspan, and I don't want to spend too much time on this. Again, we're not a political show, but I did like the end of this this one article that I read about the book coming out, where he referred to the fact that Bill Clinton was the president with the most detailed understanding of economic policy, and he wrote that Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton were by far the smartest presidents he worked with. I found that very interesting. I mean, it's not hard to imagine Clinton was one of the smartest presidents he worked with. The guy was a Rhodes Scholar. He's probably one of the smartest presidents we've ever had. Regardless of what you think about him, you can't fault his intelligence. But Richard Nixon, I found that very interesting. Although Richard Nixon was very much a student of the world, I don't know that any of the presidents in my lifetime before or since could have done as good a job of opening the communist world to our influence as good as Richard Nixon did. He had a tremendous understanding of what was going on in the world around him. But the final piece here is that when he makes that remark about Nixon and Clinton being the smartest presidents he worked with by far, that's quite a statement on a couple of guys named Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, and, of course, the two Bushes. But anyway, that's my thoughts on Greenspan's book and on his – actually, really, not his book because I haven't read it, nor will I, but I love his commentary about how people have done the job of president in this country. He obviously was the Fed chairman for 18 years, so he had a pretty good idea of what was going on in our government and with those men who were in charge. The other thing that just comes to mind is an article I read the other day that I meant to put aside for us for this show, but it's this is not an indictment. I don't mean it as an indictment, but it was a story about how the Republican Party has gotten so totally wrapped around business and the wealthy, that their interests are solely about the benefits of to business and the wealthy of their policies, that they have now just taken to out and out lying about virtually everything to cover that up, because that obviously is not a message that would get them elected to anything. It was a great article, and I wish somewhere along the line I misplaced it, but it was it speaks to me about all of our politicians. I believe you can't really get to the top of the heap anymore to be a congressman or a senator or a cabinet member or a president without being a really first-class liar, and it just really sucks that I feel that way, but I think they made me feel that way. That's a great note to take a break on. This is What We're Thinking About. I'm Ken Ludwig. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. I wanted to say a word here. I almost forgot about this today. Have you visited the online store at republicbroadcasting.org? Because if you have not, you are missing out on a great collection of CDs, books, and tapes for your edification. There's all kinds of posters available as well. We have some magnificent products. There's the Berkey water filtration systems that are, I believe, are still on sale. The Berkey water filtration system is one of the premier in the world, and it's something that all of you campers and hunters, and in particular you survivalists out there, can't be without. You absolutely must have your Berkey water filtration system. And in addition to that, if you are someone in my age bracket, if you are a baby boomer and you are looking at your retirement years slowly creeping up upon you, and you are worried about the ravages of inflation on your investment dollars, have you thought about maybe getting your hands on some hard assets, things that will be hedges against that inflation. Hard assets would be gold and silver and the like, and the place to look for them is at Republic Trading Group. And when you support the Republic Trading Group, you are also supporting the Republic Broadcasting Network, which I assume is something all of you listeners wish to do. So if you are interested in shoring up your investment dollars, give the Republic Trading Group a call at 1-800-691-7898. In addition, if you are interested in talking to me and supporting me this Saturday morning, give me a call at 1-800-913. I'm sorry, 1-800-313-9443. That's our call-in number. The name of the show is What We're Thinking About, and I'm always interested in what you're thinking about. Also, if you would like to get a hold of me for any reason, if you want me to coach you, or if you would like me to do a group coaching for your business group, your network marketing group, your fraternal or social organization, or if there is a speaking engagement you would like to have me give a talk on living a more spiritual life, living a more positive life, please give me an email at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. That's endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. You can get all of those phone numbers and my email address right off the Republic Broadcasting website, which is republicbroadcasting.org. That will be the end of my commercials for the day. Excuse me. I had a couple of articles here that popped up during the week that are things I just – some of these things I just got to get out into the air because I think they need to be put out there. From the Washington Post and Michael Gershon, banning religious books from the prisons. Amid the despair of prison, religion is one of the few sources of hope. So why, then, is a federal bureaucracy banning prisoners from access to 99% of religious texts? Citing the growing threat of radical Islamist influence, the Federal Bureau of Prisons recently drew up a list of religious books that federal penitentiaries could henceforth put on their library shelves. Nothing urging hate or violence toward non-believers could be allowed. That much makes sense. Convicted terrorists such as Richard Reed and Jose Padilla seem to have been radicalized by reading jihadist tracts while behind bars. But in creating a list of approved books with religious themes, the bureaucracy went way overboard. In New York State's Otisville prison, three-quarters of the Jewish books have been removed, including works by the 12th-century Jewish philosopher Maimonides and Rabbi Harold Kushner's bestseller, When Bad Things Happen to Good People. So have thousands of other texts, including works by theologian Paul Tillich and popular evangelist Rick Warren. Most of the banned books are hardly Wahhabi screeds, and the Bureau of Prisons needs to remember that the enemy is radicalism, not religion. I might argue that religion is not the greatest thing in the world either, because I truly believe in more of a spiritual approach to life. But obviously religion is better than radicalism, and it seems to me that when most of the great religious books of the world speak of peace and love and unity and togetherness, that would be the kind of stuff that we might want to have our, quotes, prisoners be reading. I mean, after all, we imprison more people per capita than any country on the planet, and we're still among a handful that are still killing some of our prisoners. That's just an abomination. But the fact that we don't allow good reading for these prisoners is just, it's kind of silly and sad, because there should be some way. One of the things you would like to do with these people, I think, that are behind bars is inspire them to come out better than why they went in. Let's face it, there are not a lot of geniuses in jail. Nobody's in there for being overly intellectual and overly smart. At least in this country, they're not. Most of them are in there for not exercising good judgment or having malice in their hearts towards other people that really we could do something about in the prison system. It would be nice to imprison far fewer instead of wondering about how we're going to find the money to build more prisons. Wouldn't that be nice? Let's take a break on that note. I'm Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About. Back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Another good choice. A little Stevie Wonder there. That's kind of upbeat. I like that song. Anyway, welcome back to the show. This is What We're Thinking About, and I'm Ken Ludwig, and I think we have a caller on the line here. I think we've got Don in Ohio. Are you there, Don?
Yes, I am.
Good morning to you.
Yes. It really doesn't concern the show today, which is a good show and stuff like that. I always listen. But I do some FM transmissions and stuff like that, and I'd like to see RBN put a search back on their website. So, like, if I wanted to, you know, play, you know, Agenda 21 or something like that, you know, one day, then I can just, you know, punch that in and get all the shows that, you know, you guys put out on that or whatever, and, you know, just basically keep it so I know what's going to go on.
You know, I think I don't know anything about that aspect of the show, Don. But the while we're talking here, my My producer, John, is listening to every word that we say. I'm sure he's listening to every word intently. He never misses a beat. But that would be something that he might know about, and I'm sure he's probably made a note about it. And if that's possible and if it's advantageous for the network, I'm sure it's something they'll go back to.
Well, at least Canton will, you know, start getting a micro broadcasting system out. I mean, I could do it right now. I got to pump up the volume a little bit, but I'm planning on getting that going here pretty soon.
Cool. So you got? Are you running your own little FM gig there, or what?
I have before. I'm going to start again here. I had a little backflow, you know, of problems of, you know, things to take care of and stuff like that. But yeah, I got me my power supply and everything now, and I'm ready to go.
Are you doing it on FM, or are you doing it on the internet?
FM.
FM. Interesting.
Yep. Yep.
Well, actually, I'd love to hear more about that offline. If you would send me an email to endlesspossibility@earthlink.net.
Okay, will do.
I'd love to talk to you about that.
Okay, have a good one.
You do the same. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye bye. Okay, so where were we here? That is not my end of the business, the technical end. But when you ask me a question about that stuff, I know John is on the pad and paper right there, taking notes, doing the good thing for whatever you folks need out there. If it's advantageous for the network, as I said, I'm sure it's something we would consider or do. Anyway, back to my I got a crazy quilt of articles that jumped out at me this week that I don't know if there's humor in them or if there's spiritual stuff in them or if I just like them, but whatever it is, we're going to touch base here with them a little bit. From the Los Angeles Times, Jonathan Chait, the pipe dream known as bipartisanship. Pay attention to this one, folks, because this is important. After 7 divisive years of the Bush administration, politicians from Barack Obama to Fred Thompson are now calling for a new era of bipartisanship. It will never work. For a few decades after World War II, Democrats and Republicans did, in fact, work reasonably well together, finding common ground on everything from civil rights to the Cold War. Back then, though, you could still find lots of liberal Republicans and just as many conservative Southern Democrats. Not anymore. The rise of the conservative movement in the 1980s forced both parties to embrace more distinct ideologies. White Southerners flocked to the GOP. Northern liberals joined the Democrats. The parties now represent starkly different constituencies with strong philosophical disagreements about almost everything, from the war in Iraq to taxes to global warming to abortion. Sure, it would be nice if a new president could come and work with both sides to solve our problems, but on either side of their vast ideological gulf, liberals and conservatives no longer even agree on what the problems are, let alone how to solve them through friendly bipartisan compromise. Barry sings in the song, it's what we're thinking about, that we're bunkered into high wall camps, left and right it seems, and there ain't no time for talking when everybody screams. And we have certainly devolved politically into that arena. We are really just a couple of heartbeats away from doing what they do in some other countries where the guys get down on the floor and throw punches at each other. They cannot agree on the problems, let alone what the solutions might be. And we are definitely becoming a country embroiled in the problems. We are not thinking in the solution because we are too often looking at problems that are things that have developed over years and years that should have been dealt with years ago. You know, eventually, someday, somewhere along the line, the Social Security thing is going to blow up because they have been putting that off and putting that off and putting band-aids on it forever. Eventually, something's got to happen there. The immigration thing that we talked about earlier in the show is a prime example. This is not news. The immigration thing is something that the powers that be in this country knew about years and years and years ago. They knew we were developing a problem here, but it was not a particularly popular thing to talk about, and it was not something that was going to get you votes and get you elected. So we just kind of pushed it to the side, or they did. So it's important. We got an election coming up here in a year, and it's important that people stop and think about what are we creating. You know, the old saw is you get the government that you deserve. And if we continue to elect these violently partisan people who are playing to the farthest right and the farthest left constituencies of their party, if we continue to bring these people into the mix as candidates, we will continue to have this constant partisan bickering that is getting us absolutely nowhere, and little by little, more and more and more problems or challenges, if you will, are not being addressed. And consequently, they are turning up years in the future as horrendous problems. And I think it's important that we need to examine who we're going to elect into office. It really is not a right to vote, folks. It is your obligation. And this is coming from somebody who didn't vote for 32 years until the last election. But I now recognize after all those years, 30 years, I'm sorry, not 32, but I recognize after all those years that it's absolutely an obligation for me to vote. I need to be a voice in who is going to be, quotes, running the country. I don't think anyone should be running it. I think they should be our servants. And until we make that clear to them, they will continue to think that they are our leaders. Great article here from Salon.com by Thomas Schaller. Can Democrats win without white males? And the Democrats may be finally giving up on the Bubba vote, said Thomas Schaller. The conventional political wisdom is that the Democrats can't win presidential elections without appealing to southern white male voters, which is why party strategists urge candidates to talk tough and wear plaid shirts. I like this guy's writing style because there is really this is what sunk Al Gore. But in 2008, it won't work. Culturally conservative NASCAR dads view Hillary Clinton with something verging on rabid disgust, and they're highly suspicious of Barack Obama, a former communist activist based in Chicago. A former community activist based in Chicago. Barack Obama, I apologize. I did not call you a communist. A former community activist based in Chicago. John Edwards may have a drawl and a populist message, but to the Bubba crowd, he's a blow-dried limousine liberal. Does this mean defeat in 2008? Hardly. Bill Clinton won two elections with only about 38% of the white male vote, and since then, white males' electoral clout has declined further. Once 50% of all voters, white men are now 33%, and that percentage falls every year. With their overwhelming advantage among black voters, Democrats can now completely neutralize the Republicans' advantage among white males, turning the election into a competition for women and Hispanics. If Democrats convey an authentic message not geared toward Bubba, guess who wins that competition? I absolutely just, boy, I love that article. But it's just, and that's, I really don't have much of a commentary on that other than to just say, check back to my commentary on the last little article I read. It's about the vote. It's about who are we electing, what are we doing, who's in control. And for all of you who think you have no control, you have no say, recognize that the dynamics, the demographics of who votes and how they vote in this country changes every single year. And it's very interesting to see that demographic, those demographic numbers that I just gave you there about the white male vote, is how much different that is than it was 20 years ago. So that's the end of that one. Once again, the call-in number here is 1-800-313-9443. I want to touch for a minute here on changing your thinking and changing your life. Jesus said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. And to my way of thinking, that is all references to what's going on between our ears. It's what we're thinking about, folks. That is really, truly the reason this show is named what it's named. There is so much new science coming out that speaks to the point that you can completely rearrange your life if you just will pay attention to what's going on between your ears. It's an amazing subject. It's an amazing thought process to recognize that you can decide to be different. The solution to any condition in your life change in your attitude and your belief. And the key is in our ability to feel as if our dreams have already come to life, that our prayers are already answered, and live from that feeling. There is a subtle and yet powerful difference between working toward a result and feeling from that result. And what I want to talk about there is your goals. Everybody, whether consciously written out in great detail or just in their mind, has goals of some kind or another. Some of our goals may be very small. Some of them may be very almost insignificant. A goal may be to start eating more salads at dinner time, or it could be something as immense as changing my profession and having a huge upgrade in salary and making twice as much money as I make, or changing the dynamics of my family life, spending more time with my kids. There are all kinds of goals that are really never written or expressed. They're just kind of in our thinking process. But the object here is that I've talked about the rehearsing aspect of changing your life. The object is to envision your goal fulfilled. Envision your goal and embody your goal as it is already done. And Jesus said that when you pray, believe that it is already given to you, and it is. And if you that's a reference to how the mind works, how the mind creates. And if you have an idea in mind, if you have a goal in your life, if you have something you want to achieve, your heart's fondest desire, then place the finished product, the finished picture, squarely in your mind. Do not draw all the lines of how it got there. Just simply picture your goal achieved. Now, the important piece is recognize how that feels. Recognize how it smells, how it tastes, how it looks. What does it sound like? What does it feel like? What does it feel like in your body? What is the satisfaction that you receive? What is the gratification of achieving that goal, of living that life, of being in that place? How is that different? How is it absolutely where you want to be, where you know you should be? And from that place, know that you can realize that to be the truth, because it is in that place where you are working from the result. In the old paradigm of setting goals, we always were working toward the result. And what happens then is you're always reaching out. You're always grasping for something that is usually just beyond your fingertips. And we're always in a quest. And that really, truly is not how we will manifest our goals in our lives. It is really about being with the goal, knowing that the goal is attained, and have it just become part of your existence. Embody it and know that the how will be provided for you, and that in every day you will, almost unconsciously in a lot of instances, you will do things that move you towards the real realization, or bringing that dream or desire or goal into reality. It will simply be about you feeling the goodness of what you're after, and you will definitely recognize that coming to you little by little. It will become a part of your life. It's an extraordinary way to look at things. It is so much different than goal setting. It is so much different than that constant striving to get to somewhere. So it goes back to something we've talked about before, and something we'll talk a great deal about next week. It's about the rehearsal process, rehearsing in your mind what it is you want and how you want it to look in your mind, in your reality, what you expect it to look like. And when you rehearse the feelings, when you rehearse how you will act, when you rehearse how your life will be different, how it will change, when you picture yourself in the picture of this new lifestyle, this new way of being, however that looks, whatever that is, and it's hard to speak in terms of just the unknown, because I'm not speaking in terms of myself here, and maybe I should, next week when we talk, maybe I'll try and have something more specific about myself and what my dreams are, what my goals are, that you can then relate to. But if you can just pluck out of your own life, out of your own thoughts, something to place there in your head and rehearse and rehearse and rehearse, and go back to my main thoughts in life, kids. It's discipline and practice. Be disciplined enough to do this and then practice it over and over and over again. There will be a decided change in the achievement of your goals. Because, as I said, each day, pieces will fall into place. And it will happen in a great many instances unconsciously, but there will be a momentum that builds, and you will move farther and faster towards it, what it is that you desire, simply by starting from the feeling of what it is and not working towards it. We'll spend some more time with that next week. Cecil B. DeMille said, the person who makes a success of living is the one who sees his goal steadily and aims for it unswervingly. That is dedication. And that is kind of that's not quite what I'm talking about, but it is seeing that goal, knowing it there all the time, having it firmly in your mind. It's not about concentrating on it. It's about rehearsing it and about rehearsing the picture and what it's going to look like and how it's going to affect you.
Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back to the show. I don't know who that was, but that was some crazy music. But that's all right. John's entitled to throwing a little crazy once in a while. We're going to end here maybe on, or maybe not end, but we're going to throw in a little humor here that I've been sitting on this joke for a very long time, and I don't know how many of you have seen this or heard it, but I really love this joke. George Bush, I love this joke. I had a little tongue-tied there. George Bush goes to a primary school to talk to the kids and to get some, do a little PR. After his talk, he offers a question time, and one little boy puts up his hand, and George asks him his name. Stanley responds, the little boy, and what is your question, Stanley? Well, sir, I have four questions. First, why did the U.S. invade Iraq without support of the U.N.? Second, why are you president when Al Gore got more votes? Third, whatever happened to Osama bin Laden? And fourth, why are we so worried about gay marriage when one half of all Americans don't have health insurance? Just then, the bell rings for break. George Bush informs the kids that they'll continue after the break. When they come back from the break, George says, okay, where were we? Oh, that's right. It's question time. Who has a question? This time, a different little boy puts up his hand, and George points to him and asks him his name. Johnny, the little boy responds. And what is your question, Johnny? George Bush asks him. Johnny says, well, actually, sir, I have six questions. First, why did the U.S. invade Iraq without the support of the U.N.? Second, and why are you president when Al Gore got more votes? Third, whatever did happen to Osama bin Laden? Fourth, why are we so worried about gay marriage when half of all Americans don't have health insurance? And fifth, sir, why did the break bell go off 20 minutes early? And sixth, what the heck happened to Stanley? I hope you get that joke over the radio. I don't know that it's... I don't know how jokes work over the radio. That's the first one I've ever told on the radio. So give me some feedback on that one, folks. Send me an email at endlesspossibility and tell me no more jokes, Ken, or you loved it. Anyway, I also want you to check out in yesterday's Rocky Mountain News, there is a cartoonist by the name of Ed Stein. Stein is a very, very good cartoonist. He usually has some commentary with it. But go to blogs.rockymountainnews.com/Denver/Stein/, and Stein is S-T-E-I-N. That is blogs.rockymountainnews.com/Denver/Stein/. This is an uncanny cartoon. It is incredibly good. I think it's probably very distasteful. I think it's also a little inappropriate. But there's a young kid on a chair taking down his pants like he's going to get a shot. And the doctor, of course, is George W. Bush in a little white coat with an enormous needle that's in the shape of a Vito pen. And you just need to go look at this to get the full effect because it is very funny. There is a piece here I wanted to touch on, I wanted to get to, and I'm not going to get to this today. We're going to talk next week a little bit about what's going on with drug companies and science, and this is just, things are not going well here. I don't know how many people out there listen to Bill Maher, but check out Bill Maher's show from last week at HBO.com and listen to his rant about the pharmaceutical companies. That's it for this Saturday. I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly did. I love you all. Have a magnificent weekend. I'm Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away. With